What is going on, my friends? So You Think You Can Dance, season 15, episode 4. We're talking New York auditions, the anticipated beginning of Academy Week, and a special segment that's going to get you hip hopping. Let's check it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There it is. Hey. Don't you feel like you just want to go into a turn without food in that moment? What's up, everyone? Welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the official after show. We had so much fun watching this episode. I'm Becky Sotero. My lovely co-host, introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you, darling. Hello, everyone. My name is Kim Davey, and on my left,
hey, girl, Jessica Williams. So good to be here, guys.
Oh, so good. We're already 4 episodes in deep, ladies. So much to talk about. We've got the last week of New York auditions. We saw some amazing talent to kind of round it out. We're going to be talking about Academy Week. And then we have a special segment for our fans,
We work hard for you guys.
Hip hop.
Yes. So let's just dive right in. We had Andrew and Melanie for ballroom kickoff this episode. And were they fire or what? Ladies, let's take it off.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, she is stunning. Absolutely stunning. I mean, the spins as well, like when Nigel said, I can't believe she didn't look cross-eyed after she came out of that one. Because talk about spotting. But just amazing. And
firecracker.
I just, they've got so much style and flavor, and I couldn't keep my eyes off them. But I definitely agreed that you did keep your eyes more on Melanie than on Andrew. But again, she had a red dress on. So I have this little philosophy.
If the girl wears a red dress,
it just attracts your eyes.
Red for you is like a tractor beam.
Seems to work. Loved it. Totally agree. That pot stir move that you're talking about. Like, she's like, boom, then boom, back up. And I love that. And I love that she was so engaged. You know, her eyes were to the audience. I felt drawn into her performance. And they were the first couple to get on that, whoop, whoop,
the hot tamale train
this entire season. So that was exciting. I love when Mary gets all revved up.
Oh, well, she revved up or what? And that was exciting because we have, you're right, it's been 4 episodes and we haven't seen one person get inducted yet. And she did. Now, it's funny because in the package they talked about their height difference. Did that bother you guys at all? I felt like he was still there for her 100%.
He was, absolutely. But I think what might happen to us just without thinking about it is because she's so short and because he's so tall, when your eyes are drawn to him, it's too much effort to actually take them up to him.
Yeah.
And you got to stay in her and you're like, oh, that's easier. So maybe that's why we watch her as well.
And it's really a benefit or a compliment, rather, to him because he has to really get down to get those turns and to squat and to get to her level.
Yes.
Get on my level. That's what she said. And he did. And he rose to the occasion. And I think that he did an amazing job supporting her.
I agree.
But he did get lost.
Yeah. Well, because I agree. I looked at her. I'd love to hear what our fans have to say. But we also have the live chat going on, y'all. So be part of our show with us. But yeah, I loved, my eyes just kept going to her. She was just such a firecracker through it. So precise. But I think that in ballroom, I find myself, my eyes go to the woman anyway.
Because also they got the sparkly dress. Yeah. And it's so beautiful to watch. And that is the man's job as well, isn't it?
But
to present the girl.
But that's something to be said, that he did such a good job at executing it technically as well, that our eyes weren't taken off of her, if that makes sense. He was such a great assistant to her, if that makes sense.
So, he was, absolutely.
I don't know. I think she's going to do well in Academy.
I do too.
I'm not sure how he'll do. I don't know. Yeah. Whenever you break up the couple, you just never know.
And I love how she said, we're just naturally flavorful. Like, she was like, that's what makes us different. Yeah.
And they were flavorful. Absolutely flavorful.
They had rhythm and soul. So Tiger, our breaker, I felt like he left a little bit, there was a little bit left to be desired for me with him. He was good. It was another one of those examples I was expecting him to be like, I don't know if it's, I mean, they were split a little bit in deciding, but I just wasn't quite sure if they're going to bring him through because there wasn't that extra special pizzazz for me.
That's interesting because I totally thought the opposite.
Okay.
I just thought he was so clean and all his moves, like they said, he was constantly bringing in a new move and things we hadn't necessarily seen before because, you know, B-Boy is one in a dozen.
Right.
But the move when he like crosses his leg into
that
lotus,
was dope.
Flips it through, handstand. I was like, wow, brownie points for that one. And then also that, what do you call it? The spider move one.
I call it the pity pat pet. I'm like, pity, yeah. pat, pat, you're pat, like pity, the cat pat, 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 yeah.
It's like I'm making up my own. Yeah, it's like I'm plank mountain lion. You're like on a plank position, but I don't know.
You just have to be so strong. And I just love his backstory, how he's a teacher,
and he connects math and science. That was cool.
That makes it so much more fun.
Influence that he started off.
The performance. Yeah. So I love his personality. Mm-hmm. He's positive, uplifting, engaged. But no, I thought it was super clean, and I would have put him through in a flying second.
I thought his energy was high. Mm-hmm. That's what I really liked. And I liked his creative moves. Mm-hmm. And I just like how he just had a smile and just a sense of, I don't know, enthusiasm to his routine. Which is different because sometimes, you know, B-boys, they like to have that serious face. I love that he brought personality.
He did. More than anything. He did. He had endurance. He kept going throughout the entire routine. Yeah. But I just wonder, I don't know, it just didn't leave me with this, whoa, he's really going to stand out in Academy. But I mean, I could be totally wrong.
I think what was just interesting was the way he presented it. Like, obviously, you're doing a performance anyway, but he was literally like, it was like a meal and he was serving each move.
Sure.
It's a snack. And I present to you this move, very clean. And then there's this move, very clean. I just thought it was so well done for an audition.
Right. It did have fluidity.
It did. But to your point, I do have a question for you ladies, because I feel that sometimes when the hip hop or like animators or b-boys come about, it is kind of stalemate in a sense. Like, you know, it's like they have to go above and beyond, and there is that question to, I wonder if you can do other routines. And I sometimes question if it's fair. And I compare that to like tappers, for example. They are limited in the type of style that they're doing, right? And we don't see jazz or ballet kind of grow from their tap routine. But it's like, oh, you can tap? Oh, sure, let's pass you through. But with hip hop, I kind of feel like it's like, oh, you do hip hop well, but we don't know. But that's been a stigma for all the seasons. So not just this season, but I find it as an interesting dynamic. What do you guys
think? Well, and that happened with the tapper today, or tonight. She was a tapper, but also had a ballet background. And they immediately were like, yeah, we see. But I do feel like she had, we'll talk about that later, but I do feel like she had a little bit more in her. But you're right, there is definitely a stereotype that if you're a hip hopper, it's like, oh, I wonder if you can do contemporary.
But it's not fair, is it? Because they're not able to show them right then and there.
Because so you come doing your strongest performance.
Well, then it comes down to literally your negotiation skills, because so many of them just stand there and listen and take the feedback. Whereas those that are not going to let you know, if they're prepared to say, well, actually, and just do some pirouettes on the spot, that would get them so much further. So
Well, and I think so it just means it's more work for the hip-hop dancer to be able to bridge that gap and show that they can do all of it in just one audition.
It just goes to show, though, that you need more skill set. I'm always talking to the girls about this. More skill set than just dance. You need to have the ability to be able to sell yourself in an audition situation where you stand up for yourself, you speak to the judges, and don't just let people dictate to
that
you
confidence.
Your reality.
Confidence
you
is
show
key.
Them.
Confidence is key. And we've taught that we've seen that actually happen a lot this season. Is it's all about that audition. How well can you audition, especially for season 15? We know they've sort of seen everything, so it's all about how you can package your audition and make it amazing. So it's the whole package. Oh man. So Mika, the contemporary dancer from Westland, Oregon. Oregon was in the house a couple times in this episode.
In Connecticut.
So she, what a touching story with her. You know, the extracerebral fluid, the brain tumors. The story got me for sure. It's another one of those stories where I was like, oh, I don't know if her dance style is particularly as strong as it other contemporary dancers we've seen, but she has the heart, and we also know that heart can take you sometimes further than technical ability.
Right.
But how did that affect you guys, that story and her audition?
It's almost like like what you said, like people with a heart, if you have something to fight for, you often fight harder. And I felt that I actually liked her performance isolated from the bad song choice. I thought that she did display emotions, contrast to what Nigel thought. I thought that her emotions was more frustrated and more interpretive, and I understood it. So it resonated with me, but I was like, this song is just
you
a
weren't
no.
having it.
I wasn't with the song, but I am happy that they saw past it to give her an opportunity, because I do think that she could be strong if her health allows her to.
But on the topic of auditioning, I personally thought it was such a bold choice to do a spoken word song, if you will, or interpretation. We haven't seen that. I don't know. And the story was about bullying, and I don't know. I thought it was such a bold choice. And again, they see all the same stuff.
Right.
So creativity, creativity, creatively. How are you saying it? Yeah. Creatively. Creative. Oh my goodness, it's been a long day.
I got you.
Creatively. Thanks, everybody. It just really, I thought she knocked it out of the park. Yeah. No one liked the song choice, but I thought it was so unique.
See, I found that bizarre because I absolutely loved the song choice.
Yes.
And I thought that exactly what you're saying, Bold. And I've actually seen a similar piece performed on bullying with sure. spoken word in New Zealand, and it moved me to tears.
Yeah.
And I do agree with them that she wasn't able to connect. Mm-hmm. And exactly the same point they said about maybe she's been taught to repress her emotions. Right. And so now this time, if she's going to choose something like that, she needs to fully let go.
Yeah.
But I love that song choice. I love the way everyone's so different too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love that. No, that's what makes it so great. Yeah, right. Some of our viewers
because
too.
It yeah. was yeah but. So strong. And if she can learn to connect with her deep, deep place where she said she's been bullying
yes.
and do a song like that and move herself to tears, oh my gosh, I would be like,
right.
I almost feel like a major difference is that we were able to see her set up her routine. So we knew that it was about bullying. Mm-hmm. But I think on the flip side, it did not come across that
yes.
way.
Yes, I agree.
So
yes.
in the spoken word, I love spoken word as well, but I do agree on some of the moments that the person was speaking. She was doing something else, and it just wasn't, in my opinion, a powerful spoken word piece to go with her routine.
Yeah, she needed to punctuate the yeah. moves with the actual yes. words and routine. 100, I totally agree with that. But her intention was there. Her potential was there. I'm glad they saw that. I yeah. think it'll be interesting to see how she does going into Academy as well. But I don't know. I thought that was such a bold choice yeah. and so creative.
I quite like, yeah, different. And it would be nice. I thought the judges would have liked it because it was different.
Yeah. Me too. But it's the emotion. That again, yeah. if you're lacking that musicality, if you're lacking that portion of it.
It falls flat.
Yes. It really like does. She needed to have just this raw emotion, which we were certainly lacking.
We do. And we want to know what you guys think. So we yes. see you guys watching. Please let us know about each of these performances as we're talking about it. Give us your feedback and we'll shout you out.
Chime in. So Corey, our resident
our
Broadway.
All that jazz. Yeah,
he
all that jazz.
Was my favorite.
Did you love him?
How did he not get through? I'm sorry, ladies, but yeah. what are they thinking?
Are
he
you was serious or kidding?
No, I'm so serious. Hey, I could watch him for hours.
Okay.
If he could, you're like, okay.
No, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
If he could just sit there and talk and then just, oh, he's awesome. His personality.
He had great personality and wit. His wit was pretty amazing.
He was funny. Freaking amazing. I love him so much. And yes, I understand it's too pantomime and I understand it's too over the top.
Yeah.
But some Broadway productions need that. In it, like some specific ones, I have to think about which ones. Maybe not the today and age, but back in the day, he would be the perfect, like the Mickey, like,
yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
I just wanted yeah. his routine, though, for an audition again. It just keeps circling back to the audition, just fell flat for me. Oh. But he did have personality. I could see him in Broadway.
Oh, so much
but I mean, Nigel ripped him a new one. He's yeah. like, dang, oh, he's 27. He's the only place he's going is out the door. I was like, oh.
Nigel was
I didn't
shady.
Think it was that bad. Yeah.
Shady boots.
He was
shady.
Very
boots.
Salty, yes. as they say. No, I just did not think it warranted that terrible of a review. To be honest with you,
shocked. They yeah. ripped him apart.
They did, but his moves were just more juvenile. I agree. Yes. It was definitely yeah. overdone. His just aww. Animation was a little bit too much. I agree. It needs to be scaled back. Yeah. But
and I think back always to your word. It's just like. Amateur. Mm-hmm. Just that amateur. He was in amateur mm-hmm. lane to me. I thought he was so adorable and cute, oh, but something so for like funny. A high school musical perhaps. Right. No pun intended, Vanessa. but you know, like something that really, it was just, I could see him, like I saw Twitch's point.
Sure.
Nigel cut him off, but I saw Twitch's point. He was like, all that you're doing, that's for background movements. It's basically what Twitch was saying,
yes.
not the front
yes.
headliner.
Yes, like ensemble.
Yes. yes, like you're in the background, like jazz, hands.
Yes. But to be honest, all he wants to do is be on Broadway, so he could be in the ensemble. Can we put him there, please?
Not, but not on So You Think You
yeah.
Can Dance.
Yeah, I think that's what Nigel's saying.
That's more the point.
Yeah. You can be ensemble for So You Think You Can Dance. They'll hire you as a background actor
right.
or dancer. But
honestly, when I saw his package, I was underwhelmed. Like, I was like, this isn't going to be good. Mm-mm. And it made me think, like, literally, if we put ourselves in that place, these dancers are dancing in front of each other all day. You see those circles where they're rooting each other on, and they're bold enough to get out. So I'm just like, what is the feedback when you get out in front of all these dancers in the circle? Mm-hmm. And then you do that routine, or like those twins from last week. I'm just curious as to what the, are they like, oh, are they like, yeah, you're not going to make it.
Well, let's you know, be honest, well, they're probably just cheering on going, yes, yeah, I'm I think kick your butt.
I think
be
we've
way
all
better.
Seen those auditions where you've been in those circumstances where it's like, oh, keep going. Keep
yeah,
going.
You know, like, it is. I'm going to pop. Fascinating to me. You.
Yeah, it's that
I
want to
see
of,
behind the scenes. Like, it's so fascinating. Sure. Like, you have a lot of footage from this package of you dancing around these streets and nobody said nothing.
Right. Well, they're doing a really great job, though, at kind of keeping us on our toes because not every package is also going to get through.
True.
And, you know, with that said, I think it's ironic that they blew through three very good
yes. Yes.
talent.
Yeah.
Very, very, very strong talent,
and
let me say
backs,
that.
Yes.
And returners. They, yeah. yeah. So, you know, like, Darius, we'll get to that, but Darius auditioned last year. He's
yes,
one
he
of
did.
The finalists mm-hmm. and you know he's just incredible and they just breezed right through him and
Jensen yeah.
who's Lindsay Arnold's sister mm-hmm. so it's interesting that they just kind of breeze through the really favorable talent if you will.
It's interesting. Right. Well, we always know when we're going to get to Academy that's mm-hmm. when we're surprises as well yeah. of ones that we haven't seen any of.
No, absolutely.
But can yeah. we just go back to Corey for
yes,
one
yes of course
because Corey if you're watching I love you and if yeah. if Nigel is going to say it's too pantomime-y then in the UK the if you're not in the West End you're in pantomime so okay. Corey, you need to move to the UK.
So he can be a pantomime.
And go and
dancer.
Be a pantomime because I will come and watch you because he was amazing.
Well, and I mean, I just think it comes down to less is more for this particular yeah. show. You know, they want it. They, it
but
just
not for the dancing because that was less, right? He needed
yes.
more in the dancing and less in the
less place. Is more in terms of personality or
right.
like what he
oh,
was.
But I loved him.
What he was giving out.
No,
and
it
I love
matched,
that shirt.
Though, yeah. I think if it matched because I didn't think like he was so extra, but his dancing was just so like
below
pirouette
extra.
And
yeah.
flair. You know, it was just so simple,
yeah.
right?
But he sold that pirouette.
Yes.
What is this? Channeling no, no, his no, spirit no, animal, no, whatever
yes.
that was. It was
he well, doing some acting.
They gave him great feedback. I think the develop your technique feedback is going to be huge, and we may see him again. So you may see your Corey.
Yes.
Aww. There's a fan for everyone. You
yes,
know what I mean?
There is. That's the thing.
Now, Brianna, our tapper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, Seattle. They mentioned her being in Seattle. That's right. Pacific Northwest representing in New York, yeah. Of all places. So they mentioned her ballet background, but she never talked about it in the
But you could
package.
Say it in the tapper,
yeah.
couldn't you? Yeah, you could
So
say
do
that.
You think that she is primarily a ballet dancer and then just wanted to dance and audition with a different style? Or do you think she's primarily a tapper with ballet experience?
I don't know.
I would say primarily a tapper with ballet experience, only because I felt like she said, I do tap mm-hmm. rooted from ballet instead of more the jazz style.
Because she exuded ballet to me, so I was almost wondering, is she primarily a ballet dancer and wanted to learn tap and now is kind of into that? It's
I would love to see that fusion, though, only because mm-hmm. I'm like, if that happened, I feel like they would add proper turns yeah. and just more choreography mm-hmm. inside of their tap routine, more mm-hmm. diverse, bringing in the contemporary, bringing in the yeah. ballet in the middle.
She kind of did, though. I felt like her upper half was really in sync with her feet. And she uh-huh. like they talked about her sitting in that pocket. And I think as a tapper, like you just really have to have that those nuances. And I thought she just knocked that out of the park.
Stunning. Yeah. The choreography and mm-hmm. the ending as well when the music's finished.
Amazing. I love how light. She was very airy and light on her feet, which is really hard just to dance in general, let alone when you have sound on the bottom of your shoes.
Yes.
So to try to manipulate those movements, I thought I was very impressed by it. At first, I was a little nervous because I was like, God, she seemed a little boring at first. And then she got started and I was like, okay, I see what you're working with. And then I got into the routine more.
Yeah. It's interesting you say you saw her as very light and airy because obviously with tap, I know when I felt when I went from, say, ballet and jazz and started learning tap, I found it really hard to get down because in ballet and tap, you're all lifted and elevated.
Yes.
And then to get down. So then for you to see her light and airy, but she's still having to get down, but it looks like she's light and airy. That's
well, she's
got to
fight.
Yeah.
She's got to fight the ballet technique
but
and be like, okay, I have to break that mold. But
it worked beautifully. Her musicality, oh my gosh, on point. I thought she was absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Like that blew me away.
Yeah, she showed a lot of layers, and I think that she's going to do really, really well. It'll be fun to see her journey.
Ballet. I want to see her ballet.
I
too.
Know. Well, absolutely. I mean, that means that we could see her do some really incredible things for the for jazz and
it'll be the hip hop that would be probably. The interesting one to say from her.
Oh yeah, I know, right? Well, she's got the digging down deep, you know, tap side of it. So the bending of the knees. So and I think that's rooted
in the
hip-hop.
Groove.
Cool.
Can't wait to talk.
So
about
So much
hip-hop.
Talent,
you guys. We have something else we want to share with you. So if you don't know, AfterBuzz is a network that has after shows for every single show, reality, yes, comedy. Oh my gosh,
we're
you guys,
so the list, good.
We're so good. The list goes on and on. Sci-fi. I didn't, you know, I'm not a huge sci-fi person, yeah, but our after shows, our sci-fi after shows are incredible. Mm-hmm. There's a network and a after show for every taste that you have, but we need your help. Please, please, please hit subscribe and like, tweet, follow us on every show, especially here at So You Think You Can Dance. Yes. And then also right some other channels, right, guys? subscribe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So besides helping us a ton, everything yes that Becky just said, here's what's in it for you. And we yeah always want to know what's in it for us. So yes, here we ma'am go. So it caters specific content you already like directly mm-hmm to you. Super easy. It brings you all your favorite after shows that you specifically like so that you don't have to seek them out. Mm-hmm. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribe.
That's just like the buzzword.
Subscribe
to our YouTube channels, and it will also help you discover things for sure that you will be interested in and that you will love. Mm-hmm. And since you're already tuned in to our competition channel,
yes,
then you might be interested in other shows that are on this channel, yeah, such as
World of Dance,
which is featuring our lovely Kim over here. We have Big Brother. We mm-hmm have The Amazing Race, Survivor. There's just so many other shows that are out there that you must tune into and be involved. And also, don't be shy to subscribe. You know, sometimes like, should I hit that button?
I know. They're worried about all the spamming and the notifications.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the notification. You can opt out of those. Those are absolutely optional. And shout us out and we will shout you out.
Yes.
That's what's important.
And I feel like in a digital media, social world that we live in now, mm-hmm, if you just follow and subscribe to all these different channels, they'll follow you and subscribe. It's like this cyclical thing. So join us. Join the party here at AfterBuzz.
Yes. Keep the conversation going.
Yes. And speaking of party, you guys, I'm so excited to talk about Arcadian. Okay, yes. Arcadian mm-hmm Ballet Wizard from Orlando Ballet. I mean, I literally was watching him and I'm like, his legs. Anybody else feeling on this? His legs, man. 4 days.
And they're not from football or rugby. They're dancers.
Isn't that interesting? So often people talk about men who are ballet dancers not being, or they're too feminine. And I'm like, I'm looking at this guy's body and I'm like, he is muscled
man
out.
Is. Very much
so
man.
So athletic. Oh,
very much
I'm so happy he got through. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, he did have a very nice looking friend in the audience, Becky, so don't get too excited.
Oh, no, no. I'm not like that. I mean, little sister.
Cute. Yeah, I mean,
I know, right?
Just speechless. Whenever I go to the ballet, I'm always just in awe of the girls' dresses and outfits and the men's right dancing, mm-hmm, because I love watching a man who can truly dance. Mm. And when their strength and their masculinity, yes, even when they are in tights, but just, he's amazing. And as he mentioned, like, he was, what, the youngest ever 16 hired into the Orlando Ballet?
Yes. Like, and now he's a choreographer.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I thought amazing that he really dominated the stage, mm-hmm, and his performance. He really used the width of it, which I love.
Yeah.
I think that his performance was strong, and he was literally giving me Neil vibes. If y'all remember Neil from Saber season,
The
year that Saber won, that's what I was given. I mean, just how explosive and how up in the air and how his height and just how free he was, but yet controlled at the same
That's
time.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
It's crazy.
His jumps, he was just like, boom! Like a firework, and then he just landed like a deer. You know what I mean?
It was perfect. I really enjoyed that. That was one of my favorites from tonight.
Did you guys feel, though, that they talked about his personality, and I wonder if part of the ballet training, everything is so controlled, so, you know, kind of more tight. And so I think that the show, or Academy in particular, could really open him up and we could see him do incredible things. If not this season, maybe another season.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way? Like his personality was lacking a smidge?
Yeah, it's really interesting, I think, with ballet. Just my personal experience of it, it seems like it's so much focus on the technique and the steps, and then they actually literally then plaster the face on top versus some of the other styles, more like contemporary and things, where it's all about the emotion first and then the dance.
Yeah.
But just, I think it's harder for ballerinas because it's all been about technical.
Exactly.
And then face for the story. So,
And I feel like I could see that. But I mean, he had some personality, but I think but if that's the worst thing they're going to say about him.
Right.
Dang.
Yeah, they had to find something because he was,
electric.
And we didn't really talk about just like overall with this episode in particular, but we touched on it last week. Mm-hmm. It's just, I was so underwhelmed just in general. This week, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just, I don't know.
What's it gonna take to impress you, girl?
Girl, I just want some wow. I want to be like, oh, okay, it happened twice. This and the last person that we'll talk about. It happened twice. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just like...
No, I'm totally rowing in your boat, girl.
I'm ready to be impressed.
No, I'm totally rowing in your boat. I guess I came into this season 15 thinking I was going to be blown away.
Yeah.
But I will say, with that said, knowing some things... They did not at all present the best.
Okay.
So I feel auditions, they're just kind of, they are waiting. Exactly. I'm not sure if they're waiting to the live shows or if they're waiting for
the backstories. Maybe they're just using people with the very interesting.
That's what I'm thinking, because I feel like dancing wise, I was totally with you. Completely underwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I was like, this does not seem like for season 15, we're seeing the best. Mm-hmm. However, they did not showcase some of the best.
It is. Actually, this is interesting. Sorry, darling, to interrupt. But I'm just thinking, in lots of the reality shows, when they do showcase people on the auditions, they usually get, we've talked about this before, more fans, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's probably makes it more of an even starting playing field if the not-so-good ones are coming out first, getting some followings, like Corey.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Then having the other ones come out later, and then everyone's like, wow, they're great, but we already like these guys, so it's more head-to-head. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. That's giving the show a lot of credit to give those people.
Right. You're
not, I don't mean that to sound bad, but they're not prepping the people that were like, ooh, I wonder if they'll be in the top 20. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like they're sort of hiding the people that are really
strategy. I was about to say, I think the production strategy, in my opinion, has more to do with them trying to balance the entertainment aspect to us guessing, like you said before, and literally trying to put together a collaboration of people's packages that will move us, that we can relate to, that will inspire us, and then also having an even balance of the different type of various genres. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we have to throw in a ballet person, we have to throw in jazz and X, Y, and Z. So I think those two things combined kind of gave us this little mix-up.
Mm-hmm.
But in all things television, put the best things forward, bring the people in.
Yeah, I mean, but I agree. It's all about heartstrings and stories, and we've seen some good stories. But yeah, no, I don't want you to think you're alone, because I definitely am wondering what the other people think. But I just felt kind of, you know what I mean? But I agree. So, but not with Arcadian and not with the last person that we'll talk about. but we do have to, so I talked about Darius, and we talked about Jensen, and we talked about Janessi a little bit.
Yes.
So strong. I mean, people don't remember, Darius was the one that had his mom was in prison. Such a powerful story. Made it all the way through Academy. He was in, gosh, he got pretty far. Didn't he get, he was on somebody's, one of the All-Stars team. So he got
that far.
Right before the top 20 was picked. Such a strong dancer. So it'll be interesting to see how Academy goes for him. And then what do you guys think about Jensen? So comes from Lindsay Arnold's family.
She's
their sisters. Do you think that... How do you think? What do you think about her? I know we didn't see much about her, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, she's amazing. Yeah. I think she's absolutely amazing. So if she's gone away and done even more work than coming back, watch this space.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I'm happy that they did not choose her last year, because I did not think she was mature enough for this competition. So I'm thrilled that she's back. I mean, even a little bit that we could see, I was like, oh, okay, she's changed, and we all grow. Mm-hmm. And I think that this competition is not something that's for first rounders. And, you know, honestly, I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of people who have come back.
That's amazing.
This season in particular has been like back.
So many people.
So many.
Yeah.
And so, bring
it. Well, they're starting they're starting to develop that. I feel like, you have to audition a few times before you even are considered for the top 20. So, really cool stories of them coming back and just nailing it. Although I wish, again, we had seen more of them in their audition.
Yeah.
But I particularly loved my Portland, Oregon weirdo, Bridget. Black lipstick. Okay, it's just ironic. I'm watching this and I'm like, of course, this girl is from Portland. Everyone thinks that Portland is this. I'm from Portland, Oregon, by the way.
Okay,
that's why.
Okay.
I just think it's funny because everyone I meet is like, oh, that city's so weird. Do you wear Birkenstocks? And like, it just everything's gothic. And I'm like, no, it's not.
It's like all organic and healthy and fabulous.
But it's just funny. Like, this girl was so strange. However, again, great story. Her talking about her eating disorder and how dance kept her grounded.
Yeah.
And she was incredible, I thought, just so powerful. And again, similar to Arcadian, just so much explosive when she did her, when she did her leaps and her jumps, they were just explosive and she landed with control. So
I just loved her stage presence. And when she opened and she turned with that look,
performance level was on point.
So good. I, you think, say she was weird and blah, blah, blah. What I really appreciated from the judges was that I felt like that was the first time she's standing there on stage, bearing all to the world, where she's actually been accepted for what she is and who she is. And every single judge had something positive to say to her. Whereas I'm sure she's gone through a roller coaster of being the outcast and all that kind of stuff. So I just think from a personal confidence building level for her, that was awesome.
Well, yeah, and she even talked about how she did it the more conventional way when she was younger. And I just love that at such a young age, she's found her voice. She's found her way. And I love that the judges, and when I said weird, I just meant like, you're right. Yeah, she's unconventional, but it's just funny because people would look at. It's funny that she'd be from Portland because everyone thinks that everybody in Portland is.
Where's your black hair,
Becky? Kind of rolled into that stereotype,
right? Exactly. There was such a stereotype, but you know, I'm glad that she just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I love how you know the past picture she went from like pageant princess to like dual eyeliner. Like I love that double eyeliner thing that she did.
She's like, I woke up.
Was real emo and dark, which was fun and different, and that just shows that when you do embrace your differences and truly stand within your own personality and individuality, then you can be successful with who you are, not trying to be someone else. I love that she was very intriguing. I was embraced by her performance. I felt that she was telling a story and I got it. And then her technique was just like insane.
Out of this world.
So yeah,
she was committed. She was so committed. Like, like you said, there's something to be said about the fact she wasn't trying to be somebody that she wasn't. And we saw that, and it just the like bearing it all. And by the way, Sonia Tyer, wouldn't you love to see that collaboration?
Yes, please.
When I was watching her dance, I'm like, her and Sonia? Thanks, dance world. Can we make that happen? I don't know.
Epic.
Do you know something we don't?
No, I wish.
Just like,
But
pairing.
But isn't that funny that now we're watching, watching these dancers and we're like, oh, I would love to see that person with Travis. I'd love to see that person with Tice. Yeah. Sonia, you know, Mandy Moore, my mind is like, I would love to see Arcadian with Travis.
Please.
It's like, it's like dance candy for our eyes.
Dance
you know
candy.
What I mean? And then the ultimate dance candy tonight, you guys, was Ryan Green and Twitch.
Yes.
With their
dance battle.
You guys. We've never seen anything like this on So You Think You Can Dance.
Ever.
So, what did he call himself? He was a
visual intoxication. Isn't that crazy?
A combination of animation, character, and mutation.
And there very much was the mutation, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was like, oh, I've never seen body parts moved like that, ever.
Yes.
What I admire about him more than anything is the fact you can see he has earned that on the, literally on the streets.
Yeah.
Like, having to perform, like he was saying, on the trains and earn as money. You can see he's got the street performance. He moved his way down to the audience, into the judges' circle. He's up on the stairs. He knows how to work a crowd, and he did it so well. And I just loved the opening with the guitar and the rocking. Man, he's got strength to be able to put his weight on different parts of his body at different times. It's amazing. I loved it.
It is. It was a double-jointed phenomenon. The way that he was able to isolate his head while the rest of his body moved, and it was just kind of like lingering.
Oh my gosh.
Was amazing. Amazing.
So good.
I felt that his performance was not only brilliant, he was giving us puppet master and puppeteer all at the same time. He was pulling his own puppets in his routine. And I was like, my goodness, like literally my mouth was wide open and I was you did it.
I mean, it's the epitome of artistry. Yeah. Again, to be able to bring, I love that he's like, I created my own style of dance.
Yeah.
And now there could be more, you know, visual intoxicator. Is that what it's called?
I would like a different name, personally.
Yeah, visual intoxicating.
I like it.
It's like anyway.
I can't handle it, and we couldn't. It was awesome.
We couldn't. I mean, I was literally watching it, and I'm like, this is a perfect example of that game, Never Have I Ever, because never have I ever seen that kind of dance.
That's what we want.
I know.
You were just saying before, Becky, that you weren't wild this time.
No.
You know new things.
I mean, okay. Arcadian. That was a wow moment. But I think that.
Absolutely.
Out of four audition days, shouldn't we have been
more wild?
More wowed. However, like I said, you know, we've got Academy next week. I think we're going to be blown away. We saw a little snippet of the, you know, choreographers, Nappy Taps.
Cool. Nappy Taps is back.
Speaking of Nappy Taps, did you guys have anything else you want to say about him? Because he was phenomenal. I mean,
I'm excited.
Yeah, we'll see how he can adapt to
and
the other styles.
And the other, exactly.
Because he said he auditioned season 12 and he got cut after hip hop, which is ironic because I would think that that would be his genre.
Yeah, that was very weird. But I think because sometimes it's hard to transition from animation in particular. He didn't have hip hop.
Sure. Well, and maybe it's the choreography. Because if you think about it, if he's...
They're so free-flowing and they're used to doing it themselves. So that structure.
That brings us to our special segment. Dun, 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 dun. You guys, we created a special segment for every episode just for you. Last week we talked about Broadway. This week we've talked. We want to bring hip hop to your world. Hip hop is one of my favorite things to watch. I mean, back to season two, Ivan and Allison doing "Sexy Love."
So good.
I can't get enough. But the choreographers I chose were Nappy Tabs.
Nappy Tabs, love them.
Love them. They are so strong. So here, we got some pictures for you guys. Yes. They're such a dynamic duo. They won 2 Emmys for outstanding choreography. I mean, the list goes on and on. They are still choreographing, and they've been choreographing this show for.
They're like the king and queen.
Yes. And so they're going to be one of the major choreographers for Academy Week. And they don't mess around. They're going to push you to the limit. But what's so special about them, before I get to the dance that I chose, is that a lot of people may not know this, but one of their styles that they really master is lyrical hip hop.
Yeah.
And it's like the perfect blend of lyrical dance, which is essentially contemporary with a little bit of modern infused. But they infuse it with hip hop, which is a lot harder than it seems because hip hop is just so hard hitting. Mm-hmm. But lyrical hip hop, you really have to flow and be fluid in your moves. And that is something that they are so good at. I'm like, wouldn't you just love to be a fly on the wall in their house? Because they probably just like cook in their kitchen and just like
this boom boom. What you got, baby? You want some bread? Boom boom.
But I wanted I wanted to read this too because I thought this was such a cool thing. So lyrical hip hop is a fluid and more interpretive version of standard hip hop. It combines the nuances of lyrical dance and the vocabulary and foundational movements found in hip-hop. What differentiates lyrical hip-hop from standard hip-hop is that dancers interpret the beat differently, which I think is really interesting. Mm-hmm. That one nuance of interpreting the beat differently, and also Nappy Tabs are so... They love theatricality, so they infuse so much of that, you know, I guess the performance.
Show.
Yeah, the performance and the show into their dances. And that is why I chose
this
particular dance between Amy and Fiction from season 10. It is called, oh my gosh, I'm totally drawing a blank on what it's called. But I'll find it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
The story is about two bellmen.
Oh, I love it.
So this is if you guys don't remember, this is the one. Oh, it's called After Party. I'm so sorry, you guys. I guess it's been a long day. Words are eluding me. But it's called After Party, and it's the bellhop routine.
Yes,
and what
so
I love
fun.
About this is that you have Amy, who's this adorable little contemporary dancer, and she knocked this routine.
Just so good.
Out of the park. And I don't know if you guys agree, but I wouldn't think that this is particularly the lyrical. This is more of the hard-hitting hip-hop, but they infused it with their... The like showmanship that they're so famous for in terms of choreography and hip hop.
Yeah, Nappy Tap, I mean, they're really amazing. And even with Twitch being on the panel right now, it makes me think of my favorite Nappy Taps routine, which was Twitch and Alex. Yes. Out of your mind.
So
get
good.
Out of your mind.
The opening of this, though, as well.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And the use
of
props of, I mean, she does half of this routine in that actual like bellhop.
Yeah, and just for our iPod and Tune viewers, just to let you know that we are watching a clip it
right
of the bellhop, and they are killing it.
Yeah, they both just. What's so fun is they have the personality. They work so well together, and it's funny because they've been quoted as butting heads quite a few times because they creatively had the same. They had such type A personalities about wanting to have it their way.
Love
but they had so much personality. They were so dynamic this entire season, and they won season 10.
Yeah.
That's
incredible.
This particular routine by them, just next level.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love
so much
that.
Personality. How about you guys? Who'd you pick?
Oh, my God. Well, first, can I just say that I met Nappy. I met Nappy. I was like, Tabitha.
Yeah.
Last year, and this is how cool it is. She's so dynamic because she was the creative director of a show. It's Taraji P. Henson. She has her Hot White Christmas, which is a whole live show on Fox.
Yeah.
And I'm literally there attending the show, and here's Tabitha rolling around with her headphones, and she's the creative director. director of this entire show. And so we got to talk, and she has a wonderful personality, by the way. So just a little, I should have brought a picture because I got a little snappy with our
brand. They've choreographed Cirque du Soleil, Jabberwockies, TV shows, just movies. Like, they're just killing it.
They're incredible. So it's funny, actually, Becky, that you brought up the routine between Allison and Ivan, because that routine, Sexy Love, was choreographed by one of my favorite original OG hip-hop choreographers from So You Think You Can Dance, Mr. Shane Sparks.
Yes. And so Shane,
yes, he's a hip-hop choreographer. He was through 4 seasons altogether of So You Think You Can Dance. Then he crossed over to America's Best Dance Crew. And he was there for 4 seasons. He's done You Got Served. I mean, he's choreographed on so many platforms. And the routine in particular that I chose, which I absolutely love, if you guys will pull that up for me, it was with... oh my God, my mind is going blank.
I know, mine did too with my name, my title.
No, but Too Much Booty in Your Pants with Benji and Donnell. So bam, good. Too Much Booty in Your Pants, bam.
You went
this old school, girl. Yes, this is season 2. Get it. I loved it. And it's so funny, we talked about Benji returning last week. But this, it brought out so much personality and character. And Donnell just like killed it. And we were like, yes. This is, I mean, twerk began back then.
No, I mean, can we remind everybody that just like Amy was a contemporary dancer, Benji is a tapper and...
Yeah, and a West Coast swing.
Hello. I love that we're bringing him back, you
back,
guys.
I know. So we're taking, 15 seasons. Come on. So many jewels to pull from.
But look at him move. Oh, Shane.
Getting it. Mm. Yes, Shane. He was incredible, and I love all the popping and twerking that was happening.
Yeah.
It was tasteful, and it was just good. Boom, boom.
Oh, hey. Yeah. I mean, they're so syncopated.
Love it.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like Shane, too, he's so well-known for his isolations.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And just, like, pushing and being innovative. So, yeah. So this is
thanks for
I'm
taking
doing.
Us
so
on good. That journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the excitement. Memory lane. Reminiscing.
Yes,
so
what
good.
About you, girl?
Yeah, so I mean, the one that I have had a little bit of a crush on for quite some time is Mr. Dave Scott.
Oh, like
Davey Gravy. I think it's because we've got the similar first and last names. It just connects that way. I know. But so, yeah, Dave, look at that. I mean, he's such a cool
dude.
There's
so much swagger in his dance.
So cool. Awesome. And so I chose a routine that he did in season 5 with Jeanette and Brandon.
Aww.
And Jeanette was one of my all-time favorites ever. Salsa dancer. And then Brandon, who was a contemporary dancer. And then they had to put it together, bring it out. And, I mean, I don't know if we can hear sound on this one yet. Can we? He's so the cutest.
Well, even that, I mean, if you think about that, contemporary and what was the other genre?
Salsa originally.
Salsa.
And salsa. Like, that's neither one of them are their answer.
And then Dave, he's so good at just bringing the best out of dancers, even when, and challenging them in not their original disciplines, but making it work.
Right.
And so here we have a routine that's going to be coming up in a minute, everybody, where... She's in the rock and roll feeling stages, and then he's going hard in the hip hop. And you would never know that he wasn't naturally a hip hop dancer.
Right.
Yeah. When you can transition from one to the other, it's just amazing.
I love her. Oh my God, you're taking me back even with her.
This is actually not the routine, but it's all good. She's financed by Dave. That always cracks me up when people who are creatives are able to pursue what they love, and then they're like a lawyer on the side.
That's incredible.
While we're bringing that up, I think that's what's so incredible about this show is that these choreographers
can
take these dancers who are so far out of their element and give them something that's so palpable for the viewer. And
she's so good.
She's fierce. So stunning,
such a performer.
Yes.
And then you'd never know he wasn't a hip hopper.
That's just so. I mean, you obviously give the credit to the dancer, but the choreographer to be able that people don't know what happens behind the scenes to be able to take these dancers and their talent to be able to create
mold,
a routine and mold it
like,
to
all directors,
showcase
all choreographers.
Them.
It's not just about creating what they need to do. It's about taking the person and getting their mindset in the right place to be able to believe that they can do this and then working with them.
Yeah, and come up with something that they can they can do this well.
So and what I love about Dave, too, he's very fluid in his movement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does bring a softer side to hip-hop. It's not as hard-hitting, but it's so groovy. Like I would term him like that. He's just groovy and just like into the music and he sits in the pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I see it as the kind of style of dance where you'd be in a club and it'd be like a dance off kind of style, you know? So groovy. I love that word.
And he's so sweet. I actually met him too. I met him at a birthday party for one of the choreographers. Yes.
We all need to hang out with Jessica more.
He's so sweet. He's very handsome.
He is. Yeah, that's what I think. Very handsome. We got some good ones with the dance, the ballerina tonight for you, darling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nice. There's some good stuff happening. I mean, I hope that that was sort of educational for our fans. Do you guys have
at least we enjoyed the reminiscing.
What do you want to do next week? Which style do we want everyone to learn
can
about?
Can we do... Well, I won't be here. I'm not going to be here next week. I got to go to New York.
Then. Yeah, we're going to miss you for the next 2 weeks.
So...
Maybe you we should do... Should we do contemporary?
We'll save that. Why don't we do tap?
Tap.
Let's do tap. Yes. So we'll do tap. So, my friends, what we need you to do is tweet us, Instagram us, message us, however you want to do it, your favorite videos and styles, and we'll showcase you on our show.
Yes. That's fun. And just shout out to Michaela Thomas, who said that she also feels the same way about being underwhelmed this season, and that she assumed that they're building it up for the excitement of
Michaela.
The Academy.
Yes, they are. Coming. Well, and speaking of that, so now that we've wrapped up 4 weeks of auditions,
yes,
predictions...
It's actually my favorite part of the show because I just love this music.
We should dance whatever style we're talking about to the predictions. Boom, boom, hip hop.
Okay, so
you kind of like that girl with the what is it? Who we didn't think did it right with the music tonight? The one who did the contemporary and never mind. I'm just going to spill my water. Forget me.
Weren't following. Sorry,
we're having a great night with words, everyone. Well, no, okay.
I can't even find it.
Mika,
when you said spoken word didn't quite fit.
Yes,
that's where I was going with that. Sorry,
well, where we're going to go next is predictions. We're going to be on the road of predictions. So, Academy. I am going to keep my lips sealed.
Right.
But I just, what is it going to take, I guess, this season for these dancers to make it into the top 20? I mean, I agree with Michaela. They just didn't really quite show us
what we've got.
What needs to happen?
They need to bring it. They need to be creative, innovative, and get ready for the group rounds. Like, come on. Sell yourselves. I'm hoping that the All-Stars are coming back. Can you confirm? Okay, you're not going to confirm.
You're good at this,
though. I know, because I like, that's why I'm going to watch. Like, I really need the All-Stars to come back for Academy because I loved it so much. But, so I need for them to just bring their A game, have all of their choreography figured out in advance, and just think of things that are dynamic. Wow us. We're now 15 seasons in, y'all. We've seen it all for the most part.
Two contestants, Jess, that you think will make it to the top 20 that you've seen so far. Prediction.
Okay. I know. This is...
Kim, you're next.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
maybe what Jess is thinking about that.
Yeah, like, you give a little overview and then I'll give my two.
So for me, like, it's all in the personality, which is obvious, but I just want to find out more. I want them to really engage me more in actually their behind the scenes stories and who they are as an artist. I want to find out more about that stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just obvious, all the normal stuff. We want to be wild. We want to see more, but I honestly haven't been underwhelmed and I've been disappointed by some of the ones I've actually let go. Like, I just want something a little bit different in that way. And I just, Corey was wonderful.
You loved Corey. Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on, Corey.
Let's pour one out for Corey. You kind of already did. Ryan for sure.
Yes.
Ryan for sure. And if we're going to go back to like episode 2, Nicole.
Yeah. Ooh.
The ballroom dancer that came back with Benji.
Yes.
Relative. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I need to see how they perform in the Academy to even know, to even begin to say if they're going to make it to the top 20.
Well, I think our eyes need to be on ballroom. I think this is going to be such a big season for ballroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's a matter of the auditions for these ballroom dancers being top notch, but can they endure Academy?
Genre. Yeah,
exactly. So I just think like everybody keep your eyes open for ballroom.
I'd be interested to see in like tonight, Brianna from Seattle, the tapper. I really want to see what she's made of. If she's got the technique with the ballet, she could go quite
far. I love it. Well, so those are our predictions, the people we want to have our eyes on. Let us know via tweeting, Instagramming, social media, what your thoughts are. That's our night, you guys. Yeah. We gotta get out of here because someone else has to get in. We've had so much fun talking all things dance. You can find me at Becky Sotero on every single social media platform and YouTube.
Do it.
Yes.
How about you guys? You can find me, Kim Davey, live on all my social media.
Awesome. And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me at Miss Jessica Williams on Instagram and Miss Jessica WW on Twitter. Mm. And please let us know your opinion about our show as well as the contestants by commenting on our YouTube page. And like we've been saying all day, the buzzword is subscribe.
I don't think I got that word right once. It's hard to say. Say subscribe a few times is hard. But we'll see you next week. Minus Kim, we'll see you in 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about TAP and week one of Academy. We'll see you then. Bye, you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.